Following Japan's declaration of war on the United States, Hawaii has been under two air attacks today. More than 10 persons were wounded when enemy planes machine gunned a town near Honolulu, according to a Reuters dispatch. And General Douglas MacArthur has ordered all women and children in Manila to evacuate the seacoast and move to areas inland. The Dutch East Indies has just declared war on Japan, and Costa Rica in South America has also declared war. Keep tuned to this station for further developments.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries, brought to you by the makers of Carter's Little Liver Pills, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Good evening, friends. This is Raymond, your host, welcoming you again to the Inner Sanctum. Come in, won't you? Why am I smiling? Oh, but I always smile when I open the creaking door on Sunday night. You see, each week when I say good evening, I think to myself, a good evening for what? And of course, there's only one answer to that question. A good evening for a murder.
Tonight, the Inner Sanctum Mysteries brings you The Island of Death, an original radio mystery drama written by Robert Newman. And presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liver Pills. Friends, a pleasant disposition shouldn't be just a once-in-a-while affair. It ought to be a regular thing. See if you can't make it regular by encouraging regularity with Carter's Little Liver Pills. Let them wake up the flow of one of your most vital digestive juices and prove to yourself that Carter's Little Liver Pills are the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Now I think we're ready to begin. Ready to begin as strange and terrible a tale as ever turned a man's hair gray overnight. A tale of voodoo, conjuring, black magic. Oh, now you're smiling. You don't believe in voodoo, huh? Good. Now turn down the light, pull your chair up close, and listen to the story of the Island of Death. Come with me to the Dark Island, the secret magic island, Tahiti. It is night. A fierce tropical storm is raging. The car drives slowly down the road with a cane field on one side of it, a jungle on the other.
Now we wait.
Oh, I don't know, John.
Blast Brandon. Why did he let us go off alone? How are we going to get back there?
But he told us not to go off alone, John. John, look.
Where?
Ahead there. That old maid is walking up the road. Oh, maybe he can...
Yeah. Hey! Hey, you! Hey!
Now, what's the matter with him? Is he deaf? Now, you keep blowing the horn while I put my coat on and go after Muriel.
All right, then. Well, there's something wrong with it.
Hey?
It doesn't work.
Well, it was working just a minute ago. Now, what in the name of...
Something, monsieur.
Oh, so you did hear me. Why didn't you come when I called you?
I am not in the habit of coming when I am called that way, monsieur. Besides, though I am an old man, my ears are very sensitive. The noise of your horn pained me. That's why I stopped it.
You stopped it? Why, you? Well, okay. We're looking for the plantation of St. Jack. Are we on the right road?
You are on the right road for many things, Mr. Cole.
Hey, how did you know my name?
It was Cole.
Oh. Well, how do we get there?
If you go down this road 1 mile, you see it on your right. And when you get there, well, perhaps you will meet again.
If we do, I'll... Hey, where did he go to?
Oh, I don't know. He just disappeared.
Step back off the road into the jungle. Well, at least we know where we are now.
Yes. John.
Hey.
Do you suppose he was a Papa Loy, a witch doctor?
What on earth makes you think that?
I don't know. The way he looked and talked. And after all, The horn did stop working. Things even more difficult than they are already.
Would it make things any easier if I pretended that we were just old friends? But it didn't matter to me that you'd married him instead of me.
No, Eleanor. I guess not.
I'm sorry, Muriel. I couldn't say
that. Hello, Alan. Order me a drink, will you?
Sure. Yeah, I'll drink a little.
Yes, Mr. Randall. I was.
Did you find out what was wrong with the horn?
Yeah, one of the wires come loose. Met an old native on the road, and Muriel's convinced that he was a witch doctor.
But it's just that he was so strange, and so, even though I know there are no such things...
What we know or believe isn't terribly important. What is important is what the natives believe. They don't like being laughed at.
You mean they really still believe in voodoo and stuff like that?
Well...
Yeah, you're doing, monsieur.
Up here. Do you believe in voodoo?
But not really, monsieur.
Oh, this is funny. This is really funny.
Hey, what's that?
The drum. Nothing, monsieur. Just the steel hands doing the Congo.
Oh. Well, they can't have done a hard day's work if they've got enough energy to dance at night. I think maybe I'll go down there.
Oh, no, monsieur. No.
What do you mean I must not?
I am sorry, monsieur. I just meant... Well... If you are interested in voodoo conjuring, perhaps I could show you some.
You? Yeah?
Oh, I am no Papa Loire, Monsieur Brandon. I have some skill with the knuckle bone, telling fortunes. And if Monsieur Coates would like...
No, why not? Go ahead, Pierre.
Very well, Monsieur. There. An arrow 9 times. That means unhappiness.
For whom?
I see a city far away from here. I see 2 men, both in love with the same woman.
Yeah, easy, Alan. Let him finish. Drop, yeah.
One of the men is rich, powerful. The other is not. The one who is rich has his rival sent away, and in his absence, marries the girl. He knows he is making a mistake.
Oh, if he does, does he? Why, you insolent!
Don't
you, Colt. How dare you hit him for 2 cents,
I... All right, Mr. Brandon. He did not hurt me.
No? Well, I haven't even started yet. Chopper!
Just a second, Colt.
Oh, Brandon. I had a hunch you weren't getting as much as you could out of the natives, that you were too soft with them. Now I know it. You're fired, too.
John, so that's why you insisted I come down here with you.
Of course.
Don't you think I know that you're still in love with him?
Okay, Coach, you asked for it, and I'm...
Oh, no, you're not, Alan.
I've got a gun here. Now, you stay where you are. I'm going down the field and hut and
really show them who's boss.
Alan. Oh, Alan, I'm...
All right, darling. Being fired doesn't bother me.
But the other thing... Are they true?
But it's really you are love. Maybe
you're even fine. Excuse me. But I think you should know. The drum, it is not the drum of Congo. It is the service paper. E. Marron is down at the drum.
What?
Who is E. Marron?
He's the most famous witch doctor on the island. John may be a swine, but he tends with him. This is Muriel. You stay here with Pierre. I'm going after John.
Lift it up.
A trap door.
Now turn the step.
Coach. John.
Well, what do you want, Alan?
Got to get out of here right away.
That's exactly what I've been looking for. The place where they hold their spookaroo.
Listen, John, I never did like you much, and I shouldn't really care what happens to you, but the white-haired native that brought me in here, you know who he is?
Sure. The old coot I met on the road earlier this evening.
He happens to be Timaron, the most powerful papaloy in Haiti.
Yeah? Well, when I get finished with him, he won't show his face around this plantation again in a hurry. But...
Alan! Oh. Alan! We are ready to be killed. White man, I warn you, Villamengo himself will be here. And there is no telling what step he will take. Whose body he will follow.
Never mind the warning. Go ahead.
Very well. Happy, come back. The drum. Where's the beard? We call you again.
Look.
Look, they're all kneeling.
Bowing to her.
You are nobody. When the power is given you, let the sea that yank up by night and by day, through the four seasons, as the green things grow, watch over us, O Yiba, and bless us.
Look, she's raising her hand. She's blessing them.
And now, the image, the ghost without horn, take it in your hand, Yiba. Breathe your spirit into it.
Look, that image. She's picking it up. Putting it to her lips.
Oh, you black devil, I'll cheat you.
You idiot, put it down.
What I should have done before, killed him.
Probably killed not only him, but Muriel, too. Look.
Yeah, she's just fainted.
Let's get her out of here. Back to the house now, quick. Inside here. Put her on the couch.
She's still unconscious. Her pulse is pretty weak.
Pierre, some brandy, hurry.
Yes, monsieur.
Why did they let us go like that? Not even try and stop us. All of them just sitting there. Pierre.
I don't know, but I'd have been happier.
Here you are, monsieur.
What happened to madame?
That blasted witch doctor, Timaron, some kind of a ceremony with a goat.
He's blessing them, the goats with that horn.
He must have hypnotized her or something like that. But he won't try any more of his voodoo tricks on her or anybody else. I killed him.
Killed him? Killed him who?
Yeah, hold her head, friend. I'll give her some of this brandy. All right.
Brandy. I am afraid that will not help me, too. You do not give brandy to someone who is dead.
Dead? What are you talking about?
Her heart is still beating, yes. But she is not really alive. She is. The soul left her body, and Timaron called to her. When you killed him, it could not find its way back. It is out there. So, now, wandering around, lost in the night.
Why, no.
John, haven't you done enough harm already?
Well, we've got to get a doctor for her. Right away.
Yes, monsieur. But if a soul does not find its way back soon, it will never come back. But there is no white doctor that can help her.
Will you shut up?
Where's the nearest one, Alan? Dr. Grosstein, about 9 miles up the road. I'll show you the way.
All right, well, come on. You stay here and watch them, yeah? And if anything happens to her...
Yes, monsieur. I will stay.
Are you coming, John? Hurry up.
Yes, all right. Holy God, wandering around somewhere in the night. She's fainted, that's all.
Maybe it's a fever and she's out of her head.
Well, which way?
Shortest way is that way there.
You mean through the jungle? But it's dark. We won't be able to see it.
Listen, Colt. You may not know it, you may not care, but Muriel's life is in danger. I'm not sure a doctor can help her. But I'm going to get one if I have to crawl on my hands and knees.
Alan, wait. Oh, how much further? How are we going to have to go?
I don't know. Can't be much further.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying to the last tower. We're lost. That's what we are. Lost somewhere here in the jungle. And
Lost.
Yeah, and I don't care what you do. But I've had enough of this. I'm going that way.
Colt, no, wait. Come here. Don't you realize it? Colt, Colt!
Alan, look. Huts. A fire. Fire. We're out of the jungle. Hey. It's a village.
Oh, Colt. Not a village. See? The native quarter of the plantation.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean, we've been walking in a circle and we're back where we started from.
Why? It's impossible.
It's not impossible. It is true.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I knew this is where you would end up, so I came down here to wait for you.
It's a trick, that's what it is. You did this, the two of you.
No, mister, it was not us. It was he, the Maroon.
But he's dead.
Yes, he's dead. But come over here.
The Maroon. Lying in his bed.
Yes, mister. And there, in his right hand, an egg. It is the fast cut conjure. Monsieur Coach, your life is in that egg. And as long as he holds it, you can never leave here.
Never leave? I've got to. I can't stand anymore. Ever since I shot him, those drums, the jungle surrounding us, waiting. Now listen, Pierre. I don't care what it costs. I don't even care about Muriel. But I gotta get away from here.
Oh, but that is very easy, monsieur. The egg. If you will take the egg from Timaron's finger, smash it, you will be able to go.
Take it? But that means that I'd have to touch him and all right. I'll do it. Hey. He's holding it so tightly, it's almost as if... There. Ah. Here it is.
Drop it. Break it.
There. Now, can I go?
In just a moment, monsieur.
But you said that
yes, monsieur. But I would not advise you to move at just this moment. Turn around. Slowly.
A snake? Footman. Deadliest snake there is.
Not just a footman. It is Dambala. Look well at his face, O Dambala. Look well so you will know it again.
That for you, Dambala. I've had enough of this. Now I'm getting out of here and I'm taking Muriel with me. Start walking, both of you. Back to the house.
All right. You stop right there. Now you listen. I'm going to get the car and back it up here. You're going into the house, and you're going to bring Muriel out here.
Oh, she shouldn't be moved now.
Now you do as I say.
Perhaps we had better come to the
kitchen. All right. Yeah, just a second.
Yes, monsieur.
I'm asking you this as a friend. Isn't there anything that can be done? Any way she can be saved? You see, I love her.
I know, monsieur. But you know what is written. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. A life for a life.
You mean Timaron, but she didn't have anything to do with that.
No, monsieur. That is why I think she will recall. Now that what has to be done has been done.
Darling,
you all right?
Yes, Eleanor. I just feel terribly tired and weak. Is it... What happened?
You don't remember?
Well, the last thing I remember was John going down to the native quarter and you going after him. Where is John?
He's outside getting the car. She'd never have brought you down here with him. He's going to take you away.
Away? Oh, Alan, no.
After all, he is your husband.
I don't care. I hate him. I hate him.
Madame was not alone in taking him. And, well, I do not think she need worry about him anymore.
What do you mean?
Somehow, I have the feeling that...
Hey, there, Muriel. We'll go. Come on, Pierre. There's his father. Where is he? There he is.
Yes, monsieur.
John, what happened? What?
Oh. God
killed him.
Look there, you see. Crawling in back to the jungle.
A bushlight. The same one that... It can't be the same one. He shot it.
Perhaps it is the mate of the one he shot.
Wait. There's only one way the snake could have bitten him. If it was in the car. How could it get him? Yeah. You. You did.
I? No, monsieur. The egg in Cimarron's hand. The egg with his life in it. Have you forgotten that he broke that himself? How do you believe in voodoo? You don't. Oh, now. Come here. Come here a little closer. I'll whisper something in your ear. Neither do I.
And let me whisper this in your ear, folks. There are just 15 shopping days until Christmas, full of rush, hurry, and crowd. About all you can do is face things armed with a good disposition. So don't let irregularity get you down. Get after that logy, cross, irritable feeling with Carter's Little Liver Pills. Let them wake up the flow of one of your most important digestive juices and help turn those 15 shopping days into 15 topping days full of a glorious, glad-to-be-alive feeling that goes with regularity. Remember the name, Carter's Little Liver Pills. Yes, and remember this, too. Christmas comes but once a year, but year-round, Carter's Little Liver Pills can be the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Well, this is Raymond DeHost again, getting ready to close that creaking door to the inner sanctum until the same time next week. Don't forget, there's safety in numbers, so be sure to have all your friends listen with you. Remember, all names of characters used on the Inner Sanctum Mystery broadcast are entirely fictitious. Now, if you should happen to get into an argument with anyone about whether the dead come back from the grave, about goats without horns, black magic and conjuring, whatnot, remember the old saying, voodoo unto others. And you would have them voodoo to you. Have you read this month's Inner Sanctum Mystery novel, Trial by Fury, by Craig Wright? It's on sale at your favorite bookstore. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Listeners, be on guard. Don't let it sneak up on you like a thief in the night. What is it? Listen to this report from the Harris home. As Mrs. Harris says to her maid...
Hannah, I'll never give another party. I'm going straight to bed.
Oh, before dinner, ma'am.
I'm exhausted. All those chatty, noisy women depress me so.
I wouldn't be too quick to blame the guests, ma'am. You've been kind of edgy and cross all week. Not like yourself at all.
You're right, Hannah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know how it is. And when I get to feeling that way, I know it's time to try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Right. And when you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Liver Pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills. 25 cents at all drugstores. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.